A typical restraining order is filed when one person threatens another. But what happens when someone is either threatening to kill themselves or kill a large group of people? Representative Steve Handy says House Bill 483 would have created something called an extreme risk restraining order.
Maybe a piece of the puzzle here to hopefully head these things off.
The bill would have allowed a judge to decide if that person's guns should be temporarily taken away. Representative Brian Green opposed the idea of someone not needing to be present before their guns are removed.
This, to me, is more of a gun confiscation effort than it is a public safety measure.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.